What's going on? This is Brian with the Baller Fresh Podcast. Make sure you click that subscribe button and hit that notification bell to be notified of all our uploads. So Luke Walton has found himself in a new job with the Sacramento Kings 3 days after Magic Johnson abruptly quit on the Lakers. And I just got to ask this question. Why did Magic Johnson quit again? Why did he quit? Because apparently Jeannie Buss allegedly gave Magic Johnson all this power to go ahead and fire Luke Walton, as we all had widely speculated that he would do. And then Magic Johnson quit, allegedly because he didn't have the power that she said he had to fire Luke Walton. And now Luke Walton, 3 days after Magic Johnson quit, is in a new job. So I have to say, and this is just my opinion, it was never about Luke Walton in the first place. It was never about Luke. It was more about Rob Pelinka. And Luke Walton was getting, at least in the media, was getting a lot of the blame for things that basically was out of his control. He had no control over the front office, the moves that they were making, the decisions that they were making. Luke Walton, we can question his substitution patterns. We can question his coaching ability, his upside in that regard. But as far as that front office, Luke Walton never stood a chance. Look at what's happening. That whole organization is being run by a bunch of people who have no idea what they're doing. So I'm on CBSSports.com, and they're talking about how Luke Walton basically got into the deal with Vlade Divac. So I'm going to read a little bit of the article and we'll get more back into my opinion on what's going on. So it says, earlier in the day, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Kings general manager, Vlade Divac, offered the team's vacant position to the former Los Angeles Lakers coach. Walton officially parted ways with the Lakers on Friday after 3 seasons with the team. Walton's split with the Lakers comes just 3 days after Magic Johnson stepped down as the president of basketball operations of the organization. Johnson announced his resignation prior to the Lakers' season finale against the Portland Trail Blazers. Walton put together a 98-148 record during his 3 seasons with the Lakers, who hired him after a very successful stint with the Golden State Warriors as an assistant coach. Walton even filled in for Steve Kerr during the 2015-2016 season, guiding the Warriors to a 39-4 start before Kerr returned after dealing with health issues. That's all I'm going to read about this. Specific situation. But like I said, we can definitely question Luke Walton. I'm not saying he's blameless in this. He had a 98-148 record over the course of 3 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers. That is underperforming. He has to do better as a coach. Now we can question, but he had talent. That's the thing. I don't like how, and this is all because LeBron's there, that everybody says, oh, he needs help, he needs help, he needs help. Yes, they did not have shooters, which LeBron really works well with. But let's not act like Brandon Ingram wasn't balling. Let's not act like Kyle Kuzma wasn't balling. Let's not act like Lonzo Ball wasn't their best defensive player. LeBron had help, and the Lakers had talent. So the Lakers should have done better in LeBron's absence, and Luke Walton should have done better over the course of 3 seasons. So Luke Walton, if he goes to Sacramento and with Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox and Marcus Bagley, if he doesn't perform, then we really need to question whether or not Luke Walton deserves a head coaching job in the NBA. But as far as this Lakers stint go, outside of that record, Luke Walton had no control over that situation. That front office is terrible. They need to revamp the entire thing. They should have went out and grabbed David Griffin, but David Griffin had signed to become the Pelicans vice president of basketball operations. So that was a dumb move. David Griffin won a championship with LeBron in 2016. They should have jumped on that opportunity. So they better bring in Ty Lue if they have any inclination of wanting to win. But that's all we got on this story. Let me know what your thoughts are down in the comments. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, click that notification bell to be notified of all the latest NBA news. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Baller Fresh Co. Until the next time and the next story, peace. Hey, what's going on? This is Brian with the Baller Fresh Podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Click that notification bell to be notified of all our uploads. So Ben Simmons last night finished with 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. He played 32 minutes versus Brooklyn, and the 76ers dropped game one to the Brooklyn Nets. And Ben Simmons' performance, 32 minutes, 9 points, it was just so bad that the Philadelphia crowd started to boo Ben Simmons at the free throw line, in which he missed both free throws. So my question, not even a question, really my statement, because we all know that Ben Simmons just basically not even just does not have a jump shot. He flat out refuses to even attempt to shoot a jump shot. And that is probably going to be the most glaring fact if the Philadelphia 76ers lose this series to the Brooklyn Nets, which after last night's game may very well be possible. The 76ers might lose their first round playoff series to the Brooklyn Nets in 7 games because Ben Simmons refuses to shoot the ball. Joel Embiid, I don't know how much longer his health is going to show up. Forget this series. I don't know how much longer Joel Embiid's health is going to hold up for his career. It's sad because Joel Embiid is an absolute monster. He's a max contract player. But we know how these big men usually tend to fizzle out in the NBA. So hopefully Joel Embiid somehow, some way they can get him to stay healthy. But Ben Simmons is going to cost the 76ers a playoff series from not shooting the ball. I guess he's hanging out with Kendall Jenner a little too much. The biggest thing for the 76ers last night, the only reason why they were really in that game was because of Jimmy Butler, 36 points. He kept them in that game. But it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. So on an article, they're talking on Yahoo Sports, they're talking about Ben Simmons getting booed. I'm going to read a little bit of that article. And Ben Simmons basically didn't even comment on that particular. You need to address these fans, man. Even if Ben Simmons, if you don't address these fans booing you, your home crowd, if you don't want to speak to them, show them that you can shoot the ball in game two. Show them that you can shoot the ball. Because there's no way that they're going to be okay with you just taking this. Like, this is ridiculous. So Ben Simmons, it says, Ben Simmons doesn't endear himself to Sixers fans with a comment about booing after game one loss to the Nets originally appeared in NBSportsPhiladelphia.com. Ben Simmons is often direct when answering questions from the media. His responses are usually straightforward, and he doesn't waste much time trying to formulate them. After the Sixers' 111-102 loss to the Nets on Saturday in Game 1 of their first-round playoff series, he was asked his thoughts on the frustration from the crowd at Wells Fargo Center. He paused for a couple of seconds and said this, quote, "If you're going to boo, then stay on that side. That's how I feel. If you're a Sixers fan and you're going to boo, stay on that side." End quote. That's all I'm going to read from the article. That is not the way to respond to your fans, Ben Simmons. That is not the way to respond when you refuse to shoot the ball. Your lack of a jump shot is going to cost your team a playoff series as it did in game one. I can't remember the exact player, but one of the Brooklyn Nets players was, I reported this in the last video, was asked about how they're going to defend Ben Simmons, and they said they're just going to leave him out there and make him beat them with a jump shot. They're going to leave him open. That's their game plan on defending Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons needs to work on his game. It's not going to get better in this playoff series. It's not going to get better in this postseason. He needs to work on his jump shot all offseason.
all of it. And this, if I'm not mistaken, this is a contract year. But let me know what you think about this. Did Ben Simmons deserve to get booed from Sixers fans? I believe he did. And his response was weak as his jump shot. But let me know what you think about this in the comments. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, click that notification bell, and make sure you follow us on Instagram at BallerFreshCo as well.